Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. More human remains from the 1985 MOVE bombing have been discovered at the Penn Museum. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
After a comprehensive inventory of the biological anthropology section, Penn Museum discovered remains believed to be of 12-year-old Delisha Africa. She was one of five children and six adults killed in 1985 when a police helicopter bombed the MOVE organization's headquarters in the Cobbs Creek section of the city. In 2021, Penn officials acknowledged that the bones from at least one bombing victim had been retained by the university after assisting in the forensic investigation. A public apology was made back then. Shortly after that, a box of remains from bombing victims was uncovered at the Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office. The city said they had been kept after the autopsies were completed.
In a statement, the Penn Museum said, quote, "We are committed to full transparency with respect to any new evidence that may emerge." A Coatesville man has been sentenced to 13 months to 5 years in prison by a Chester County judge after pleading guilty to an aggravated animal cruelty charge over abusing a dog. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
The abuse was described as sickening by Adam Lamb of the Brandywine Valley SPCA, and he called it a miracle that Ava survived her injuries. South Coatesville police and the SPCA were tipped off in December 2023 that Ava, an American Pit Bull Terrier, was being abused by Curtis Bacon, 34, of Coatesville. Officials found the dog, Ava, malnourished, withdrawn. She had injuries to her left eye, and her rear right leg was missing, apparently recently removed. She was taken to a veterinary clinic where they found that, in addition to her other injuries, she had multiple fractures that had healed in abnormal positions.
Bacon is prohibited from owning pets in the future. Officials say Ava has fully recovered and has been adopted by a new family. New Jersey lawmakers are working to crack down on retail theft, which has been a running problem for retailers throughout the country. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty tells us the goal is to hold the leaders of organized theft groups accountable.
Networks of organized thieves have been stealing millions upon millions of dollars worth of merchandise of all kinds from stores big and small. This legislation, passed by the Assembly Public Safety and Preparedness Committee, would make leading one of those groups a first-degree offense with 10 to 20 years in jail. Among those testifying in favor of the bill was John Holub with New Jersey's Retail Merchants Association. He says Philly and New York have already reversed course on their previously failed retail theft policies.
We have these organized retail crews that typically operate in Philadelphia. Brooklyn is also a hotbed. They're discovering that these folks that typically stay in those areas are now coming to New Jersey.
Thieves would also face upgraded charges if a store employee is hurt during a robbery, making that a third-degree offense with 3 to 5 years in jail if convicted. The bill passed the committee vote unanimously, and no date is set yet for when it will be up for a full vote. City Council President Kenyatta Johnson wants concession workers at Philadelphia's sports facilities to get a raise and health insurance. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports he sponsored a bill at today's council session that would mandate the new benefits.
The Service Workers Union Unite here has been negotiating with Aramark on behalf of concession workers, including staging a four-day strike last month. Though there are a lot of issues involved in the talks, Kenyatta Johnson's bill would resolve some of the most pressing issues on wages and benefits.
If you look at the other stadiums surrounding the city of Philadelphia and how much concession stand workers get paid, we're the lowest. And so we have the data that shows that we should be elevating our concession stand workers when we address the issue of poverty here in the city of Philadelphia.
Johnson did something similar 3 years ago when he imposed raises and benefits for concession workers at Philadelphia International Airport. He says this is simply expanding that precedent.
Aramark says the legislation would have a negative impact on the teams, the fans, and its operations, and that it will fight the bill. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.